Hi, Oral Phonic. This is Revolutionary Joe, and I'm super excited that you're doing a Harry Potter showcase this episode. Harry Potter was my gateway into participating in podfic fandom. It wasn't the first fandom I recorded podfic for, but it was the first fandom I posted podfic for. So it has a really special place in my heart, is what I'm saying. Since you said we could send in recs, I wanted to fall all over myself to recommend my favorite reader in the fandom, by far, A Distant Son. I recommend her entire catalog, but in particular, I wanted to talk about a couple of them. First is Red as Hearts in Autumn, which is written by Rosie Ruse and is a Sirius Remus fic. It takes place at Hogwarts during their sixth year. It's really plotty and is nearly 6 hours long, and it's technically part of a larger series, but you definitely don't need to be familiar with the other chapters to listen to it. But anyway, it's one of those podfics that I've had on my MP3 player and my phones and whatever for years, and will probably never ever remove. I need it close when it's one of my comfort podfics, for sure. Her pacing is just really languid and calming, and her character voices are absolutely perfect for each one of the Marauders. Second, I highly, highly recommend They Call It Blackfire, which she wrote for the RS Games 2015 and more recently posted as a podfic. It's another Sirius and Remus story, which is an AU set in the Australian opal fields. The setting is just described so lovingly from someone who obviously knows what they're talking about. That combined with her gorgeous, gorgeous Australian accent and the obvious warmth for the characters just comes through so well and makes it so easy for me to recommend. Full disclosure, though, it was recorded as a late ITPE treat for me, so I could be a bit biased, but I really don't think I am. It's just a fantastic reading and a fantastic story. There are bits with music that emulate the experience of driving forever, listening to a tinny radio, and oh, there's this thunderclap effect toward the end that just gives me shivers, just absolutely gives me shivers. It's amazing. So if you listen to nothing else by her, please listen to those two. But again, really, everything is great. I don't think you'll regret listening to anything that she has posted. It's worth mentioning that her AO3 account is locked, so you do need to be logged in to see her stuff, but it's worth seeking out. I also wanted to talk briefly about some fandom history stuff, which might be a personal history, honestly. I don't have an objective source to verify or not, but way back in the day, in 2008, 2009, it seemed, to me at least, like Harry Potter fandom existed in a sort of separate podfic community than the larger podfic community of various fandoms. It had its own separate live journal communities where sometimes podfic would crop up. But you really didn't see much of it posted to, like, Podslash or Amplificathon, even though it was a juggernaut of a fandom at that time, and arguably still is. But it was something interesting I thought around that time was that there was a real accent stigma, a strong feeling that only readers with English accents should be creating podfic for Harry Potter, which is patently ridiculous, of course, and something we've thankfully moved past. But I remember it being a thing that sadly stifled a lot of folks from creating more podfic at the time. For a while after I posted my podfic of Stealing Harry in 2009, I would get messages from podfickers saying, you know, I didn't think I could record for Harry Potter because of my accent, but listening to your work showed me that it doesn't have to be that way. And I would just about die every time because, yeah, wow, flattering, amazing, but also it broke my heart to know that people just felt that way, like they could never record something that was quote-unquote good unless they could emulate an English accent. Anyway, I'm just really happy Harry Potter podfic fandom has moved far, far away from that concept these days, although I do shed a little tear for the podfics we never got because of it. That's it. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I hope you have a great episode. Looking forward to listening to it.